Talking here today with Corey McCarville, the head football coach, of course, with the IKM Manning Wolves as they wrap up the district season for them here in week number 8, taking on Southwest of Valley. And Coach, appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
You bet. Coach, I haven't talked to you. I know that maybe the guys on Friday night on the scoreboard show have, but what a season for you guys. I know you're sitting right now 2-3 in the district, but all your district games, so close. Another one, with ACGC on Friday night where you guys end up falling by 4. So this is almost one of those seasons that, in a way, what if, because of all of the close losses you guys have had this year.
Yeah, the guys have played hard, and that's all we can really ask for them. We've been, right there in a lot of the games. I know the South Central Calhoun game got away from us. They played really well. But we went down there and played a really good ACGC team, and, we were right there with them yard for yard and touchdown for touchdown. We just got to clean some stuff up.
What did you take away from that to be able to bounce back after the tough loss to South Central the week prior at home, to go on the road, as you said, against a team that's now ranked number 4 and to really give them everything they can handle?
I was just really proud of our guys. They really responded. I was really proud of our coaching staff. They put together a really good game plan, offensively, even defensively. We did some good things on defense. We just got to tackle a little bit better, and like you said, there's a reason that they're ranked in the top 5 in the state. They're a good football team, and they're well-coached, and, they run a great program. So I was really proud of the effort that the guys put in, and, we gave them a heck of a good game, and I think it showed our guys that we can play with anybody when we have a good week of practice and they're prepared and they have the right mindset. So hopefully we can have that continue for the rest of the year.
And Coach, you guys still have a shot at getting into the playoffs. It's not over for you guys yet. Need this win coming up here on Friday night. You guys are sitting 2-3, as I said, in the district. But Panorama and Earlham both at 2-2. You guys knocked off Panorama and fell to Earlham. Just got to get into that top 4. So what have you talked to the guys about, if at all, about the importance of this game really to stay in the playoff hunt?
Well, obviously one of the goals for the team is to make the playoffs, obviously, and I think the guys really want to do that. And, we're not going to talk about potential finishes and who needs to do what, because we have to take care of business on Friday, and I think that's the mindset that the guys need to have, is we can't control anything else. We can just control us, and so we're just going to focus on putting together a good game plan being prepared for a good Southwest Valley team.
Southwest Valley, you mentioned a good team. They've struggled a little bit this year compared. They came into the year ranked at number 3 in the preseason, but sitting 0-4 right now in the district. What have you noticed from them, and what do they look like this year?
Well, I can see why they were potentially ranked so high in the season. They have, some really good athletes. They've had a kind of a quarterback issue. They've had, I think, one of their initial starting quarterback got hurt for a few weeks and didn't play. I know that they have the original starting quarterback and the backup are very, very athletic. They're very fast. They're very quick. I know they have a couple linemen that are quite good. I think there's just been a little bit of a offensive philosophy shift, and I think the pieces are there for them. We just got to be prepared, and we got to play a much better defense.
And Coach, I mentioned to you prior to the interview here today that you guys had went down there here just a few years ago in the playoffs and was able to knock them off with a really good performance that night. But you were kind of telling me that things are different there, new coaching staff, different system, as you were just talking about. So that game a couple of years ago doesn't really have any impact on this one here coming up.
No, not really. I mean, that was the COVID year, and they had an injury that night, and I thought we put together a really nice game plan. So, and that was a number of years ago. So, things are always a little bit different. We really don't have a lot of natural rivalry with them just because we're so far away. But I just know that year in, year out, they're usually a very good football team.
Coach, as you said, they want to spread things out. They do throw it some, but still looks like they rely pretty heavily on the running game, 205 carries to 85 passing attempts on the year. How do they use that run game in the spread?
Well, theirs is a little bit more unique in that, the quarterbacks, they had two different kids playing quarterback. Their quarterbacks are by far their leading runners, I guess, so that they by far lead the team in running attempts. They got a quarterback lead, some quarterback counter, some options, that type of thing. So they want to spread people out to get them out of the box, and then they really want to run with their quarterback.
Who do you anticipate seeing behind center tonight?
I don't know. I know the Timmerman kid, he was in uniform last week. I know he was the original starting quarterback, and I know he's been hurt. And then the Mendenhall kid, I know he's been starting, left-handed kid. He's really, really athletic. And we told the guys that I think both of them are going to have the ability to play, and they're both going to kind of do the same thing. So we just need to be prepared for the plays that they're going to run and what they're trying to do.
Anything in their pass game concern you at all?
Yeah, I mean, they have a couple receivers that, you know, have some ability. The Wetzel kid, I know, is pretty good, and the Curran kid is also fairly athletic, and they have they put up some pretty good yards. But I think the biggest thing is we just have to be fundamentally sound on defense, keep things in front of us, tackle well, outside shoulder free. You know, there's some core ideas and principles that we need to follow. When we do those, we're okay. It's when we get away from those, we get in trouble.
Coach, your guys' offense has been good this year. Where have you seen the offense grow as you guys have kind of become a little more diversified this season?
Well, we wanted to be a little bit more balanced. We've always traditionally been a very run-heavy team. We felt like we had a good collection of receivers. Just like when I looked at the stat sheet from last week, you know, we were pretty much dead even with running yards and passing yards against a really good ACGC team. So I think that helps everything out. If you have the ability to throw and run, teams can't load up versus one or the other. So I think that's our biggest area of growth this year, is we're much more balanced than what we've been in the past.
Coach, what do you anticipate Southwest Valley trying to do defensively then? Will they try to take away your run or try to take away your pass?
Well, most teams are going to try to take away the run. I know they've mixed up their defensive fronts. They've gone 4-4, they've gone 5-3, depending on what team that they're playing. So they're going to play multiple fronts. I know their linebackers are going to press the line of scrimmage. They have a number of guys that will blitz. I think that's what they're going to try to take away, is to plug up running lanes. So we're going to have to be able to throw the ball a little bit.
Last week you guys got a big kick return for a touchdown. Special teams has been good to you so far this season. What do you guys need to do to have success tonight?
Well, we need to shore up our kicking game. We had 4 or 3 extra points blocked last week against ACGC, and that's been a big emphasis for us this week, is that we got to be better in the PAT game. It's helped us a little bit, but it's also come and bite us in the butt a little bit this year too. You know, we scored 5 touchdowns against ACGC, and they scored 5. The problem is they made all their PATs and we didn't. So that's been a huge point of emphasis for this week, and we're going to have to make some small adjustments and get some things corrected, but we need to be better in the PAT game.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you joining us here today. Wish you the best of luck, and I know the guys will look forward to catching up with you for the Scoreboard Show following the game.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Head coach Corey McCarville again with the IKEA Manning Wolves. Again, they take on Southwest Valley here in week number 8.